Good afternoon, dear colleagues. Thank you for introduction. It was introduced, I'm chief of party for the strengthening tuberculosis control in Ukraine project. This is a USAID-funded project, and it aims to improve Ukrainians' health through the decreasing of bovine tuberculosis and HIV co-infection. We have several dimensions in our project. First is improving quality of care, modernizing the quality of care, shifting services from hospital care to the primary health care, and this is very vital for the post-Soviet country because Soviet healthcare systems were characterized by over-medicalization and over-hospitalization, and there is a huge network of TB hospitals. That's why it is very important. You know, just from the very beginning of the antibiotic era, it was very progressive and to catch all the cases or majority of cases of tuberculosis and put in the hospital. And since antibiotics were making magic to treat them. However, when Mycobacteria tuberculosis decided to mutate and obtain drug resistant, it is not a good idea because there is an issue of infection control. And none of the TB hospitals in Ukraine satisfy elementary infectious control issues. That it's very important to shift from hospital care to the primary health care as it is recommended by WHO. So I have no relationship to disclose. So objective of this study was to demonstrate cost effectiveness. Also, we know that from the medical point of view, it is absolutely not dangerous, even safe, to treat patients in the outpatient facilities and to practice DOTS practices in outpatient settings. We decided to do this pilot study in Kryvyi Rih. This is Dnipropetrovsk Oblast, one of the states of Ukraine. And why there? Because we had a commitment from the city management deputy mayor, or he approached me and asked to help to modernize and to optimize tuberculosis care, because it is really a very big health issue. As you see that 95 per 100,000 people are infected in Kryvyi Rih. National level indicator of this is 75-80. So, and approximately 3% of Kryvyi Rih population is infected by HIV. So national level indicator is up to 2%. And this is a big, longest city in Europe. It's approximately 100 miles. And population is more than half a million. So here's the selected facilities. You can see on this slide, primary healthcare facility and the hospital. So pilot study, we calculated and compared the cost of per services. This is also a new concept for Ukraine, since I said it is a post-Soviet country and they changed a little from Soviet healthcare system where the healthcare is financed not per services, per capita, or any other progressive methods, but per bed. So they finance virtual beds, not the person or services. And we wanted to demonstrate them. And observed patients group was 37. Why 37? We choose 100% of patients who were treated in outpatient settings from the very beginning. Those were patients with no complications, no side effects, no TB, HIV co-infection. And why? Because usually they do not let even the simple cases go outside the inpatient. So that was most simple cases. And we matched the 28 cases which were treated in hospitals. They were identical per diagnosis, free from side effects and complications and TB, HIV co-infection. So methods, it was a reproductive expenditure analysis based on WHO protocols. data sources for the economic was financial records, and also we compared patient adherence to dots in different settings, in inpatient and outpatient. And the data source was medical records. In Ukraine it is called TB01 form, and you can see the forms there. So this study had several limitations. This was, even though we chose, we included 100% cases of interest, still 37, it's a small size. And to do the statistical analysis, this is definitely limitation. Data availability also. We assumed that all the data which we had, it was accurate, and that was a problem also to obtain economic data of this expenditure data. The issue was also data quality. We assumed that all of them were true, and data comparability. In primary healthcare settings, it was difficult because the reform is going on primary health, and so comparability with different facilities also was an issue. So as a result, we observed that you can see that this is 1 through 16. It's we transformed it to the US dollar. So it was 11 hryvnia, it's approximately 11 hryvnia, $1. So one patient dot services was just cost was $1 only. And one half day stay, why half day stay? As I said, financing of the healthcare is going on through the bed. And if you reduce bed and there is no bed, that means that if you consider this is pipeline for finances and there is no bed, so that means no money. So this money would go somewhere else. And so we choose a smart approach, a half day stay. Basically, patients can come and stay half day and still it is considered as a bed, and they had a permanent non-stop financing. And the study catalyzed the changes, and when we demonstrated this to the leadership, they decided to reduce the beds and inpatient beds, and that I told that half day introduced half day beds, and they strengthened also primary healthcare services. And it was the first time probably in Ukraine settings when this decision making was data driven. So because in the Ukrainian reality it is not a case always in the healthcare system any decision is data driven. And they increased capacity of half day stays and primary healthcare also. And here's a typical setting, and when I said there is no infection control, you see the multi-drug resistant department and room. There are four patients, and it's a best case scenario. Sometimes there are six, seven, and eight. So this is even dangerous. And so it's the first mantra, do not harm, in medicine is neglected. So, and this is in different settings, as you see, and in the first picture, you see there is no mask, because when you start treatment, basically after 3 or 4 days, WHO recommends after 10 days, it's not necessary to wear a mask. Even though when aerosols, when patient coughs and aerosols are spread, there is enough dosage of antibiotic to kill the microbacteria. Therefore, it's absolutely not necessary. And thank you, and this is one of my achievements in the Ukraine, that I learned Ukrainian. Дякую. Thank you.